What if I told you that the largest ethnic cleansing and humanitarian crisis since World War II is happening right now, and you don't even know about it? In the next 60 seconds, I'm going to describe a dystopian world that is most likely the scariest world anyone can imagine living in. A world where you have zero freedom, and your every move and every word is monitored. Then, I'll make a revelation that might make you crawl in your skin. Imagine a world where every person had to go to the local police station to undergo a barrage of scans, tests, and examinations, including retinal, fingerprint, blood, and hair samples for DNA profiling. Where you had to read from a set text for 45 minutes so that your voice could be recorded and identified so that the spies with listening devices parked outside your neighborhood knew exactly who was talking. Imagine if you were forced to walk, talk, smile, and frown in front of cameras to train an AI program to identify you in surveillance video, even if your face is turned away. And when you're out in public, AI instantaneously determines whether a man's beard was slightly too shaggy or a woman's dress slightly too long, looking for signs that you might be secretly practicing your faith. If identified, AI sends an arrest warrant to the printer in your local police station, and the police bring you in for questioning, binding your hands, feet, and neck in a tiger chair, and asking you, for example, whether you believe in the government or God. With the wrong answer, "I believe in God," resulting in torture and a prison sentence. Imagine if you were required to download an app called Clean Internet Security Soldier that allowed AI to play I Spy with your cell phone, monitoring every detail of your life for any signs of suspicious activity. If you buy more groceries than usual, AI alerts the police that you may have unregistered guests and your home is raided. If you buy more gas than usual, police stop to ask you where you think you're going. Imagine if you were forced to allow government agents to stay with you in your home and spy on you, while trying to bribe your children with candy and money to give you up if you do anything forbidden. Your history, language, culture, and religion were systematically being erased throughout your entire land. Your language no longer taught in schools, and books on your history were banned. Religious buildings that have stood for centuries were being demolished by the hundreds, and it is a crime to possess a copy of your sacred religious text. And women are being told to have fewer babies with contraception, sterilization, and even forced abortion. The scariest part of all this is that this isn't some distant dystopian future. Every single thing I said is actually happening right now. Over 2 million Uyghurs in China now live in a giant open-air prison camp labeled a re-education camp. Now, to put that into comparison, that's more than the entire prison population of the entire United States. Uyghurs are a Muslim Turkic-speaking people and live, for the most part, in northwestern China, in the Xinjiang province. This isn't some small, far-off region. Xinjiang is 4 times the size of Germany and borders 8 countries. In 2014, after lots of political unrest and riots between the residents and government, Chinese Communist leader Xi visited Xinjiang and declared that Uyghurs should be, quote-unquote, shown no mercy. Shortly after that, he massively increased the police force in the area, hiring an additional 100,000 peace officers in 2016 alone and tripling the security budget for the region. Their plan? To ethnically cleanse the region and re-educate all Muslim Uyghurs to become communist-loving, atheistic Chinese. And why? Well, a major part is because President Xi's legacy depends on his Belt and Road Initiative, which aims to build commercial trading routes from China to over 70 countries, which will massively increase China's world power and influence. The Xinjiang province happens to be where many of the trade corridors cross into Russia and Europe. And President Xi just does not want any trouble coming from the region. So, if there's such an egregious and vile subjugation of an entire peoples, with the deprivation of basic human rights, then why don't we hear the media talking about this as the largest scale humanitarian crisis since World War II? One word, money. Woke activist and NBA star LeBron James refuses to say anything negative about the Chinese government when they were cracking down on the protests in Hong Kong, getting him eviscerated by people on social media for his lack of opinion all of a sudden. The Rockets general manager, Daryl Morey, caused a firestorm when he tweeted support that he had to take back after for Hong Kong protest. Why? Because the NBA has a lucrative deal in China and so does Nike, which pays LeBron in endorsements as much as he earns in salary. Chinese money has infiltrated into all areas of the US economy, including large portions of media companies, which is why you don't see this talked about in mainstream media often. And being a member of the United Nations Human Rights Council, if you could believe it, China can easily block any real action taken to help the Uyghurs. Michelle Bachelet, the top United Nations human rights official, just said last week in quote-unquote strong language after a six-day trip to China on this specific issue, asked China to quote, potentially rethink policies that we believe may impact negatively on human rights, unquote. So, with all of the influence China has bought to keep this out of the mainstream news and keep celebrities and athletes from saying anything negative about China, how can we do anything? By doing exactly this, spreading the word, so that enough people know what is happening and can unify with a large enough voice so that politicians and board members have no choice but to take action. Here at Daily Elevated, all of our content is free and there are no paywalls. But if you like what we do and would like to help us grow so that we can create more and better content for you, then consider becoming a subscriber. It's less than a cup of coffee at only $5 per month, but it will allow us to grow. We have plans to release an app, produce documentaries, have other podcasters join our team, and much more. So if you like what we do and would like to join us in our mission to provide unbiased news to everyone and make the world a smarter place, visit dailyelevated.com and subscribe today.